Well, hello again. This is Paul Scharf. I'm a ministry assistant for Whitcomb Ministries Incorporated. We welcome you here to this broadcast on our page on sermonaudio.com. I also have the privilege of being an associate for another ministry called Interim Ministries Incorporated, Serving Other Servants International. And I'm actually here in Hudsonville, Michigan, with the executive director of that ministry, Dr. Rich McCarroll. And the reason for our coming to you today is Dr. McCarroll has had some experience in the past knowing Dr. Whitcomb, and I wanted to just get his thoughts and insights on that relationship and the work they had done together in the past, and give him an opportunity to share any biographical information he had about Dr. Whitcomb, and perhaps offer his tribute to Dr. Whitcomb's ministry as well. So, Dr. McCarroll, I want to thank you for being willing to take this time to talk about your experience with Dr. Whitcomb, and I understand that really centers on your time serving together with him on the board of what was formerly known as Spanish World Gospel Mission. It's now Spanish World Ministries, and people can find them on the internet at spanishworld.gospelcom.net. But Spanish World Gospel Mission has done quite a bit of work, obviously, in the Spanish-speaking world. And how did you get to working with Dr. Whitcomb on the board of that mission?
Well, first, Paul, if I can back up even a little bit before that, I guess I view Dr. Whitcomb in three phases. First of all, as a young pastor, in fact, fresh out of college and beginning studies post-college, I attended a conference where he was speaking. And for 3 hours, I heard him speak throughout that day on the issues of creation, the dinosaurs. I was just amazed at the fluidity that flowed from him and the truth that came out of him. And that created in me a passion even to learn more about some of those issues. I began to purchase many of his resources and began to incorporate some of those things into my ministry. Then I was in my first pastorate. This is probably 5-6 years later, and I was invited to serve on a mission board in Winona Lake, Indiana. It was a very unique mission organization of reaching the Spanish world with the gospel of Christ. The mission organization had been started by a man by the name of Florent Toyrac, who just had an amazing testimony of faith in Christ. And the church that I was pastoring in southern Michigan supported this ministry. And so I went to serve on the mission board and realized after I had agreed to serve and told Florent I would serve that Dr. Whitcomb was also on that board. I felt overwhelmed when I thought of even sitting on a board with a man of his intelligence and of his stature. What impressed me in that second period of my life was his graciousness, his precision, his integrity. Just watching him operate as a board member, and I believe as a board chairman, and his love for the souls of people, his love for the Word of God, his integrity in the running of the board meetings, watching him and serving with him was a delight. Now we jump forward many years, and in my middle 50s, looking back over 30 years of ministry, what do I see Dr. Whitcomb? How do I see Dr. Whitcomb today? I said this a few years ago to the church where I was senior pastor. I said, I honestly believe that every once in a while, God graces his church by giving to us the gifts of an intellectual mind that is so rich that all of the rest of us benefit from it and stand upon that particular person's shoulders. And I mentioned two men, and I'm even more convinced of that today. I believe that to the modern day church, God gave two such men to this church, Rennie Showers and Dr. John Whitcomb. Both of them in their areas of expertise and specialty, but men of incredible intelligence, ability to grasp facts, ability to convey those facts yet in a very practical way. and so that it is understandable to all of us. We stand upon their shoulders. And the church would be poor if it was not for the ministry of Dr. John Whitcomb and the wealth that he has given to those of us who have served as pastors. His books, his resources, the wealth that we have been able to use, we would have sounded like fools if we had not been able to quote from him and source him in so many of the issues of the day that he has written upon. If I had to think of a Bible verse that would sum up Dr. Whitcomb, I think looking over all three of those phases of my life, it would be John chapter 1 and verse 14, where it states of Christ, he dwelt among us being full of grace and truth. Now, I do not compare John Whitcomb to Jesus Christ. He would be mortified if he even thought I was doing that. I'm not. But I am comparing a big trait. It says Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. Never spoke truth without being gracious, but never was gracious to the expense of truth. And when I think of Dr. John Whitcomb, that is truly what I think of. A very gracious man, and yet a man who stands firm upon the truth. And I say it again, the modern day church would be much poorer if it was not for the ministry and the intellectual works that Dr. Whitcomb has given to us.
Now, Dr. McCarroll, you were telling me before about an interesting little incident, and not necessarily one of great historical significance, I guess, but it gives just a little insight into the life background of Dr. Whitcomb, of a meeting you had with him after his eye surgery that just sheds a little biographical information about his life. I wonder if you'd be willing to share that with us.
Yes, of course, as I said, I'd served on this mission board with him and had sat across the table from him for years and had shared things in the mission board, had eaten meals with him, and aware of his the eyeglasses that he wore. I believe that he was even declared legally blind at that time, but yet awed by his ministry. But I had not seen him for two or three years. I took a pastorate in another state and had not had any contact with him, and went to a pastor's conference. And while at the pastor's conference, I was walking down a hallway and saw Dr. Whitcomb, who was going to be speaking the next day at this conference. And I looked at him, and he didn't have his glasses on, and I had heard that he had had surgery. So I nodded at him, and he nodded at me, and didn't call me by name or anything, and so we just kept walking, passing in this hallway. And I thought, boy, that was sort of strange. And then as we got side by side, I said, Dr. Whitcomb, and he immediately stopped, and he turned around and he said, Rich, how are you doing? And it was then that I realized he had never truly seen me, because he had had such poor eyesight, and in all of those board meetings, he really didn't know what I looked like, but he remembered my voice. And so when he saw me after the surgery, I didn't register to him, but my voice registered with him, and there was an instant recognition. In fact, I thought of that, and I thought, you know, maybe, Paul, that's what heaven is going to be like, because we're going to know everybody instantly, but we've never seen the Apostle Paul. We've never seen Peter, and yet we're going to see them, hear their voice, and know them. And maybe there is some spiritual analogy in there, is that because the veil of the human flesh will be lifted and will be as Christ, and will see like Christ sees.
Well, that's an interesting story, Dr. McCarroll. Thank you for sharing that. And in fact, it goes to a deeper point also of reminding us some of the weaknesses of this life that Dr. Whitcomb has overcome and struggled through in his and yet putting together the body of work he has done through the years. That's an interesting story, and it ties to some other things in his biography that are related to his eyesight through the years. It's a neat little story. As we close this recording about just your remembrances of Dr. Whitcomb, I wonder if you could maybe just sum up for us your thoughts or any applications you see from the things you've shared, and then perhaps close in prayer, and with that we'll end. If you would just pray for Dr. Whitcomb's ongoing ministry and his broadcasts here on sermonaudio.com, and his continued usefulness in the hands of the Lord. I wonder if you'd just close us out with all those things.
Sure. Principles of his life, again, grace and truth. Principles of his ministry, the intellectual pursuit of truth, and what gifts he has given to the church, and we also appreciate that. I will tell you this. I think the one aspect of his teaching that so enlightened everyone, from children through adults, was all of the work and the teaching on dinosaurs. Just tremendous, tremendous, and real insights into that as well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Dr. Whitcomb. I thank you, Father, for the gift that he has been and is to the Church of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the brilliant mind you gifted him with, and then taking that mind and teaming it up with the Spirit of Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit from the moment that he trusted Christ as Savior. Thank you for his great ministry, a ministry that is great because he has served a great Savior. And we do ask your blessing upon him. We ask your blessing upon his health, upon his mind, upon his spirit. We would pray, Father, that you would keep him strong and alert, we would pray, until Jesus comes. And we thank you again for your grace in all of our lives. In our Savior's name, amen.